Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, January 22nd. I'm Mark Daniels. A high-scoring night in the NBA. The Oklahoma City Thunder defeated the Portland Trailblazers 105-97. Kevin Durant going off for 46 points. But he said, "We got the win. I didn't do it alone."
I just like, I approached it again. When we just playing hard. We're moving the basketball. We missed some shots, but that happens. But I think we just playing for each other, so we have to stick together no matter what. And defensively, I think we're doing a good job of using our length.
The Sacramento Kings beat the New Orleans Pelicans 114-97. Rudy Gay scoring 41 for the Kings, but he said, "Who's counting?"
Honestly, I didn't even know how much I scored. I was just worried about getting the win. That's all I was worried about. I found out when I came back to the bench, Quincy said something to me, but it was more about getting the win.
Other finals at Minnesota knocking off Utah 112-97. They were up 18 after the first quarter. Kevin Love, 19 points, 13 rebounds. Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics 93-86. LeBron James scoring 29, said, "We had to work for this one."
Versus a team like this, they're going to bring a lot of energy and effort, and you have to match that or even try to overcome it. So, we was ready for anything tonight, and, we had as high as, like you said, up 18, and even down in the fourth quarter, you play every minute like it's your last. You try to do things offensively and defensively to put your team in a position to win, and you can live with that.
Brooklyn Nets beat the Orlando Magic 101-90. Milwaukee Bucks are back in action on Wednesday night, hosting the Detroit Pistons at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. In college basketball, third-ranked Michigan State stays undefeated in Big Ten play with a 71-66 win over the Indiana Hoosiers. The Wisconsin Badgers return to Big Ten action on Wednesday night on the road at the University of Minnesota. Badgers started 16-0 but have dropped back-to-back games for head coach Bo Ryan, who says, "We won't change the way we approach it."
"I approach everything the same way. Never too high, never too low. I've been around enough. You guys know me. So the fair question would be to the player. But I approach everything the same."
14th-ranked Kentucky defeated Texas A&M 68-51. Number 19, Pittsburgh over Clemson 76-43. In the Horizon League, Wright State knocked off Milwaukee 73-57. The leaders of the Horizon League, the Green Bay Phoenix, back home at the Rest Center Wednesday night, put their 10-game winning streak on the line against the Golden Grizzlies of Oakland University. Head coach Brian Wardle on preparing for a Horizon newcomer.
"They can score. We don't know them at all. I think that's kind of exciting, though, in a way. But they can really score the ball, and it's a scary team. It's a very good program. They got a very good coach that's won a lot of games. They know what they're doing, and they got players. They got talented players. So we're going to have to come out Wednesday and really lock in defensively for the whole game."
Green Bay 15-3 on the season, 5-0 in Horizon League action. 11th-ranked St. Norbert in Division III on the road at Beloit. They've won 11 games in a row. The St. Norbert women also in Beloit with a victory. Head coach Connie Tilley will reach 600 career wins in her 37th year on the bench. She'd become the 13th coach in Division III history with at least 600. The Marquette women defeated Providence 87-79. Wisconsin Lutheran defeated the Lakeland women 58-43. The Muskie gals 6-11 on the season, now 3-9 in NAC play. To the ice, the Carolina-Philadelphia game postponed because of a big snowstorm on the East Coast. The Florida Panthers beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-3. The New Jersey Devils routed the St. Louis Blues 7-1. Seven different goal scores for the Devils, and that was just fine for netminder Corey Schneider.
"It'd be nice, if you can bottle them up and carry them over, but we'll just have to start over again. But hopefully it's the beginning of some puck luck for this team, because it seems like over the first 50 games we haven't had a whole lot, so hopefully we didn't use it all tonight."
Ottawa Senators shut out the Washington Capitals 2-0. It was Columbus 5, the LA Kings 3. The Blue Jackets have won 7 in a row. Dallas blanked Minnesota 4-0. Carey Lettinen with 18 saves. It was the Islanders over the Rangers at Madison Square Garden 5-3. John Tavares with 3 assists against the rivals.
"Well, it's obviously these division games are huge, especially this time of year. So I think it's obviously nice to beat these guys, and I thought we played a really good, strong hockey game. I think from the puck drop, even though they got those two early goals, I think for the most part we were the better team tonight."
Toronto Maple Leafs got by the Colorado Avalanche 5-2. Phil Kessel with a couple of goals. The Leafs have won six in a row. Vancouver beats Edmonton 2-1. Winnipeg a 3-2 winner over the Anaheim Ducks. In high school hockey, the Green Bay Notre Dame Tritons are 17-0 on the season. They are ranked number one in all three high school hockey polls. They've outscored their opposition 133-12 this season. Head coach Corey McCracken's team unbeaten, top ranked. It's got to be all coaching, right?
It's certainly not all coaching, that's for sure. Got a good group of guys, are working really hard. The seniors we have this year have quite a bit of experience. Mason Appleton's playing at a very high level this year. Luke Davis at Brett Gruber. But realistically, it also starts for us in the back end. Both our goaltenders, Eli Hicks, the returning senior from last year, and Aaron Campbell have been playing very, very well for us. Both lead the league, the state, in goals against average and save percentage. Each one of them has a statistic that they're leading the state in. So happy so far.
Tritons will be tested this weekend, though, as they host the Titletown Showcase at the Rush Center. Notre Dame will skate against number 3 Verona Friday night at 5:30 and 4th-ranked Eau Claire Memorial Saturday afternoon at 1. McCracken says it should be outstanding hockey.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a neat experience to have the high school players playing at the Rush Center. It's a great opportunity to partner with the Gamblers, use their facility for a weekend, and the high school kids get excited about that, that's for sure. And the competitive atmosphere is going to be outstanding. Obviously, Verona ended our season last year in the state tournament semifinals, and Eau Claire Memorial won the state championship last year. So you've got three really good teams that know what it takes in big games to be successful, that's for sure.
According to Yahoo Sports, some Major League Baseball players want to kick suspended Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez right out of the Major League Players Association. The report says 40 players voiced their opinion on a conference call last week, but union officials say they cannot legally expel Rodriguez from the union. NFL news and notes. 49er running back Frank Gore will have surgery on his finger. Broke the right ring finger during Sunday's NFC Championship game loss to the Seahawks. Denver Broncos on their way to the Super Bowl. And offensive coordinator Adam Gase says, "I'm not on my way to Cleveland." He said thanks, but no thanks to the Cleveland Browns head coaching job. Tampa Bay Buccaneers have found their next general manager, naming Jason Light the 5th GM in franchise history. Light spent the past 2 seasons as vice president of player personnel with the Arizona Cardinals. Pro Football Hall of Famers Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders are getting to play GM as they select the Pro Bowl rosters in the first non-conferenced formats of the All-Star Game. The 2 Hall of Famers selected their captains on Tuesday night. Jerry Rice selected Drew Brees and Robert Quinn. Sanders taking Jamal Charles and J.J. Watt. Deion says this format's going to be fun.
This is going to be great. It's going to be entertaining. And we're going to bring the true, real competitive spirit back to the game.
Rosters will be picked in full on Wednesday night, and that'll include Eddie Lacy representing the Green Bay Packers. There's been a lot of talk about how this game has turned non-competitive in the past several years, but former Wisconsin Badger J.J. Watt says anytime you put on the uniform, you want to compete.
To make it to this level, you have to be a great player, and you have to have a certain drive and desire. And you don't want to go out there on national television and represent your team and your family and your name that way. So the product you put on the field every single day is who you are and what you represent. So it becomes pride.
Pro Bowl game Sunday in Honolulu, and Notre Dame is leaving Adidas. The school has announced it will be joining the Under Armour brand. And according to ESPN, this deal is worth $90 million, the largest shoe and apparel contract in college sports history. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.